Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Russian economy. I welcome Michael Bernstein, my guide on the Russian economy since the severe sanctions were visited upon the Russian Federation in the winter of 22, now the third winter of war. And what is the Russian economy? The headline in Reuters, everything for the front. That is a phrase that resonates in Russia because it harkens back to the Great Patriotic War of the 1940s, everything for the front. The people of Moscow starved those winters. There was inadequate food for the children. The sunken cheeks were gave away. And whenever there was access to fresh food, it was always in the hands of the elite or the visitors in Moscow. Everything for the front. Russia allots a third of its 2024 spending to defense. The defense industry, I'm told, is reawakening from its slumber of the years between the first Cold War and whatever history calls this moment right now. The defense factories are running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're in competition for young men to work in them, in competition with the military, in competition with all other industries, everything for defense. Defense spending will account for a third of Russia's total budget in 24. This according to the government's draft plans. We don't know what the real number is. I welcome Michael Bernstein to interpret this for the Russian economy going forward. They're building guns. They're not manufacturing any tools for the household. And they're certainly not worrying about foodstuffs right now because it's coming winter and the stores are in, maybe next year. Michael, was this something we could have anticipated, that with the continuation of the war, the budget would turn into guns, only guns? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. The war has been there for more than a year and a half. No one expected it. It is a trench warfare like World War One, and because of that, they need more and more ammunition and more tanks and airplanes. And therefore, they produce, the economy is militarized, clearly. And actually, there are some underestimates, because when they're saying that in the budget of 2024, they anticipate 29.4% of expenditure going to the military, there is another article of expenditure, which in addition to national defense is national security. And national security may include just police, but it may also include all sorts of special forces, which are paramilitary. And when you add up all of that, then it is 39% of the total budget. But how much percentage of expenditure is not very important, because the total expenditure may be big or may be small. So the important thing is the percentage of GDP of the entire economy. And that is really, we have this scary numbers, because if you sum up on this national security and the military, it is already 5.8% of GDP in this year, 2023. And if it goes up, it goes up to 7.9% in 2024. So a huge chunk of the national economy now goes to finance the war.
The war is being financed by oil money. And so I want to go oil money, energy money, refined gasoline, refined oil products, natural gas, all of that going to, we're told, India and China, although there are many other customers throughout the Indo-Pacific. But I want to come to anticipating the imminent meeting between Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. We're told that Mr. Putin is going to travel to Beijing and have a sit down with the leader of the Chinese Communist Party. And then there's this item about Mr. Putin looking for a deal. Russia's state energy holding company has started restricting electricity supplies to China after Vladimir Putin's key ally and trading partner rejected a price hike. The dispute stems from China facing severe electricity problems due to droughts and limits on increasing domestic coal production, while Russia is trying to offset the slump in its currency, which has hurt export revenues. If I understand this complicated story, Russia wants a pay hike and China won't give it. Is that correct, Michael?
It is absolutely correct. The Russians are trying to fix their fiscal hole to finance the war. So they announced that they will increase the export duty on all sorts of things, including oil, because oil has its own taxes. And one of those exports that they impose a new duty, export duty, is electricity, electric power. But they forgot that their biggest customer is China. So they said, all right, we increase the export duty 7%. So every company now which exports has to pay additional 7% of its revenues to the government. One of them is the National Electric Power Company. Huge. 7%, suddenly the electric power company says, 7%, we're losing money now. We cannot even balance our expenditures, our costs. So we have to increase, pass it to the customers, we have to increase our price. They increase price, who is their biggest customer is China, and they suddenly, these exporters of electricity are telling China, oh, 7% price hike. China says no. We have other sources. We have LNG, liquefied natural gas. We will power our power stations with liquefied natural gas from the United States. We will not buy Russian electricity. And with this now, the Russian president goes to Beijing, and they just offended Beijing with their price hike. So this is a problem.
The dependency that Russia has on China for income is also a dependency China has on Russia, isn't it? Isn't China getting a good deal with the energy prices?
China is getting a good deal on oil, but the discount is lower and lower. So this is not so great for China. And China is now reducing its import of oil from Russia, moving back to its traditional sources, Saudi Arabia and Arab Emirates and Iraq. So, but for Russia, China is much more important than Russia is for China. For China, Russia is just 2% of their total trade. For the comparison, the United States is 17%. So, for Russia, China is an extremely important because it is a source of foreign exchange revenues, because China pays in dollars. It's very important. India pays in Indian rupees. Russia doesn't need it. China pays in dollars for oil. Another thing is now, for the last few months, China loans to Russia about $9 billion. China is a big creditor, $9 billion per quarter. Russia needs those dollars to pay, to service that external debt. Without China, Russia would go bankrupt. So basically, Putin goes to China hat in hand.
Now we play the ruble game. Michael's really good at this. This is New York Times reporting in these last hours. The Russian ruble briefly weakened to a symbolically important exchange rate of 100 to the dollar for the first time since mid-August, when worries about wartime shocks to the economy led the central bank to call an emergency meeting at which it sharply raised interest rates to 12%. The dip to 100 also came 2.5 weeks after the central bank announced that it would raise the benchmark interest rate again to 13% in response to higher inflation. Higher interest rates make it relatively more attractive to hold ruble-denominated assets. But Michael, you've told me that every time the ruble hits 100, they panic. Did they panic again?
They panicked again because 2 days ago on the currency exchange, ruble went over 100, ruble declined. So the dollar went over 100.5. So for tomorrow, the central bank set the rate for 99.5. The problem is they shot themselves in the foot because when the ruble devalued and the dollar appreciated, the Russian oil producers started to sell refined oil products like diesel abroad instead of selling them for Russian consumers. So agriculture got into trouble because it is a planting season. So the Russian government has decided, okay, we will solve the problem. We will cut off will ban diesel export. Fine. They banned diesel export, they lost revenues. So they lost revenues, the ruble declined again because those, they used to sell diesel, now they sell diesel domestically, diesel fuel, and the ruble is suffering. So each time they try to solve one problem, they create another problem.
And finally, Michael, I've heard anecdotes of drone factories, pop-up drone factories around Moscow. Suddenly, the defense industry is growing. Have you heard similar stories? 30 seconds, Michael.
We have only the open source, and from all the open source, they are building a drone factory 1,000 kilometers from Moscow to produce Iranian-designed drones, 6,000 drones a year. They need it for the war. So, yes, indeed, but from the open source, we have only one this piece of information.
And that could be a source of revenue because they can flood the zone with drones if they can produce that many per year, sell them to their allies in South America. I'm just thinking that drones are the big winners of the Ukraine conflict, the way aircraft carriers were the big winners of the Great Patriotic War. Michael Bernstopp, he is at the Hoover Institution. He is my guide on the Russian economy. 100. Every time it hits 100, alarm bells go off in the Kremlin. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.